I'm Mark Bayshore. The Lansing School District is considering a bond proposal in 2016 that would raise over $100 million. The so-called Pathway Promise proposal includes lots of building renovations, along with moving Eastern High School to the current Pattengill Academy, with a new gymnasium and lab spaces among the highlights. Over the last couple of weeks, district officials have conducted 5 public forums to gather input on the proposal and what passage or failure might mean to the district. Joining us to discuss the plan in more detail and the response to it so far, Peter Spadafore, president of the Lansing Board of Education. Welcome back, Peter.
Thank you.
We were hoping to have Yvonne Kamal Kanul join us as well, the Lansing School District Superintendent. We're led to believe she's been under the weather yesterday and presumably today as well. So you and I will stir this up. Let's outline the current plan here. I touched on a couple of features. It would raise $120 million, and it includes a lot of building renovations. The move of Eastern High School to Pattengill, a new gymnasium and lab spaces. What are we leaving out of that description?
Well, also, in addition to that, it's about $120 million overall cost. It's about a $3 per month increase for the average homeowner in the city. So for, you know, the price of a cup of coffee a month, we're talking about an investment that will have an impact on every student in the Lansing School District. We're looking at over $30 million in general renovations to include new furniture, refreshed classroom space, energy efficiencies, those types of things throughout the district. So it's over 25 school buildings will see some sort of renovation that touches every ward in the city, every corner of our community. So we're very excited about what this means for every student. This is not just a one building or two building plan, like some bond proposals have been in the past. This is a plan that really looks at our academic need throughout the district and then spends the appropriate amount of money to make sure that's a reality.
Well, let's clarify, though, because I'm reading that the new millage would cost the owner of a home with a taxable value of $50,000 an extra $112 annually. You alluded to an average $3 cost. Do we have this right? Is the 112 figure wrong?
That is the total cost of the millage. The increase is about $3 per month because what's happening is we're utilizing the expiration of our sinking fund, which currently levies dollars that we use on short-term projects like a new boiler or a new roof or an emergency repair or new parking lots, those types of things.
So you extend the current sinking fund, and it boils down to an average $3 a year increase for the average homeowner.
It's a little complicated,
but
what happens is when the sinking fund expires, rather than renewing the sinking fund, following me so far?
Okay, I think so.
We roll it into a millage, and then we increase by 0.75 mils. That allows us to raise $120 million over a long period of time, rather than about $4 million annually on the sinking fund.
But the net increase for the average homeowner, you say,
is about $3 a month.
Okay. Appreciate the context here. Talk about the Eastern High School move. Sparrow Hospital wants to buy the existing school. How likely is that, and how much might it bring to the district?
Currently, the district is negotiating a proposal with Sparrow Hospital for about $2.5 million for that site and around 18 acres surrounding the Eastern High School property that will come before the board in the next few weeks for approval. So I would say pretty likely. We had it pass the board 8-1 already, so I think we'll see a strong show of support if that final proposal makes it to the board in the next few weeks. That proposal gives us 5 years to live in that space rent-free. Obviously, we have to take care of it and pay our utility bills, but Sparrow has generously offered up to 5 years for us to stay there while we prepare new space for the students who are currently there. So when the bond passes and we begin renovations over at Pattengill Middle School to turn that into Eastern High School, the students will have some time to get used to that transition. We'll have time as a district to make that transition very seamless.
The costs associated with this, obviously, we did our best to clarify how this plays out here just a minute ago. Does this require an awful lot of clarification to the people at the public gatherings that you've had so far? Obviously, the cost has got to be front and center.
Well, the one thing that I've heard that struck me was folks at these community forums where we heard from almost 100 people across the city was, okay, let's do this, but please explain how it works. So what we're going to try and do then is clarify how all the moving parts will work over the next few months. We have until May, when the vote will take place, to tell that story and really help people understand the Pathway Promise proposal. So I think the costs are something that people will be concerned with. Where is this money going? How is it going to be spent?
What happens in May, though?
That's
the decision
the
whether or not. Oh, okay. The vote is in May?
Yes.
Okay. The vote is in May. Very good. Part of the Pathway Promise is creation of specific paths for students. Can you detail what some of those paths would entail?
Yeah, we're looking at trying to specialize learning in those environments so that if you want to go into the biotechnology area after your time at the Lansing School District, you've got extra support for that area. If you want to go into science, technology, engineering and mathematics, or STEM, you've got extra support in those areas. Or the International Baccalaureate Program, you've got a path that is clearly defined. What we're doing with the Pathway Promise is rather than saying you will go to this school because you live near this school, we're saying you have to choose where you'd like to go based on what your academic goals are. And it's a decision that's going to have to be made with parents and students in consultation with the school district. Certainly every district building will offer general education, so you don't have to worry about not getting the basics, you know, the reading, the writing, and the arithmetic, those types of things. But if you're interested in the arts, we've got a place for you. It really gives students choice. I view it kind of like picking your college major. You know, you don't have to do it on day one, but you get the opportunity to specialize in something that you will be an expert in by the end of your time.
We're talking about the Lansing School District's Pathway Promise plan to raise $120 million with School Board President Peter Spadafore. How are parents responding to this pathway concept?
So far, they're pretty excited about it. I think it's the first time in a long time that we've clearly spelled out, you know, a start to finish guide for the district. So regardless of the bond, they're very excited about the Lansing Pathway Promise. Now, there are some concerns. You know, what happens if I want to switch during a pathway?
Yeah.
Those types
what about
of things.
That?
It's entirely possible. We're far from implementation right now, but we're working on those types of answers as well as how do you navigate those pathways. One of the things we've talked about with the superintendent is sort of dedicated staff members throughout the district who are pathway navigators to help parents and students, you know, go through this process seamlessly and make sure they're getting what they need out of the school district.
Tell us more about the feedback from voters and parents at these five public forums held last week and on Monday. Do you feel, are you hearing support? Are you hearing a lot of reticence or skepticism? What?
I'm not hearing reticence or skepticism. I'm hearing support, but we're also hearing a lot of concern that we do this carefully and that we do this with a lot of purpose. So they want to make sure that whatever we do with the Pathway Promise and the buildings, that we implement it carefully, that we make sure our staff are trained in our new way of thinking, that we make sure that the students get what they need and that we don't leave anyone behind. So I think there's support for what we're trying to do. There's just a little cautious optimism that we do it correctly. Mm-hmm. So it's our job to make sure we do it correctly and that we tell the story of how that's being done.
How much could you conceivably tweak the proposal between now and next May, depending on the feedback that
well,
you get?
Well, tweaking the Pathway Promise is a lot easier because we can – it's an academic program. When we start talking about asking for dollars and cents to make a construction project, what goes on the ballot is very important that we stick to that. So we're going to have to make sure that, you know, if we've said we're going to build – a new cafeteria at Everett, that we stick to that script, you know, those types of things. That's enforced by state laws and things like that. So that's a little different. But the Pathway Promise, let's say, you know, in 3 years we just have determined that we need to put more support into one of the pathways than we did the others, we can do that. If we want to do that between now and May, we can do that.
Today's a big day at school districts around Michigan. It's count day. State funding of schools hinging on the results. More than 3,000 kids, Lansing kids, attend other schools. What's your feeling about count day, and what is Lansing doing about increasing attendance in the district?
Well, We are very anxious to see the count day results from today. Today is our late start Wednesday, so folks had a little bit more time to sleep in if they wanted to, if they were thinking about not coming to school. So if you're still
that's
at home.
That's where Yvonne is, probably.
Yeah, that's probably right. If you're thinking about coming to school and you haven't yet, please make sure you make it. But it's very important to us. You know, the count day concept is probably one of the only ways we can fund our schools the way the system is set up. But we educate a lot of students that might not be here today for absences or family emergencies, those types of things. So we have some time to make up those numbers, but it's very important that students attend on count day because so much of our funding is dependent upon the fall count day. 90% of our blended count comes from the fall count. And that's very important to the Lansing School District because if we lose students, every student is over $7,000 that is not computed. And that's a big amount of money. You're talking those 3,000. We figure that's about $22 million of revenue that's no longer in the district.
Yeah. Lansing Board of Education President Peter Spadafor, we've been talking about the Pathway Promise and attendance in the Lansing School Districts. Peter, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.